Now that you're familiar with the technology, we'll move to the formal business of the meeting. Item three, remuneration report. The first resolution for consideration is the adoption of the remuneration report of the company. The Corporations Act requires that at the AGM a resolution that the remuneration report be adopted be put to the vote. The vote is advisory only and will not bind the company or its directors. The remuneration report of the company is set out in pages 25 to 35 of the annual report and explains in detail the remuneration policies adopted by the board and how the remuneration is linked to the performance of the company. The remuneration report also sets out the details of remuneration of each director and the designated senior executives of Computershare. I would like to emphasise that Computershare's remuneration policies seek to attract the right management and to provide performance-based incentives that are focused on maximising shareholder value. I move now to move the adoption of the remuneration report. Before I put the resolution, does any shareholder wish to raise any queries or make some comments in respect to the proposed resolution? Could you please identify yourself before asking questions? I now put the vote to the resolution. Put that the remuneration report for the year ended 30th of June 2006 be adopted. If you're a proxy holder, a summary of the votes at your disposal will be given to you when you registered into the meeting. This summary shows the number of votes which you will have instructed to vote in favour and against each resolution. It also shows the open votes which you may vote as you wish. Where you have been instructed to vote in a particular manner, you are required to vote in accordance with those instructions. The system caters for this. If you need assistance at any time, members of the returning officers team will be pleased to assist you. A summary of the proxy votes received now appears on the screen. Now is the time for you to enter your voting preference for the first resolution. To vote for, press 1. To vote against, press 2. And to abstain, press 3. Has everyone that wishes to vote done so? I now declare the poll closed. A tally of votes appears on the screen. I declare the motion carried. Item 4A, re-election of Penny McLagan. The next resolution for consideration relates to re-election of Penny McLagan. Penny has been involved with the company since 1983 and has served as an executive director since May 1995. Penny is due to retire by rotation in accordance with the company's constitution, and being eligible, she presents herself for re-election. I move very happily the re-election of Penny McLagan as the director of the company. Before I put the resolution, does any shareholder wish to raise any queries or make some comments in respect of the proposed resolution? Could you please identify yourself before asking any questions? There is no questions. I will now put the vote, put to a vote the resolution that Ms. Penny McLagan, a director being eligible, retiring in accordance with the Constitution and being eligible to be re-elected as a director of the company. A summary of the proxy votes received now appears on the screen. Please enter your votes now on your keypad by pressing vote button 1, 2 or 3. To vote for, press 1. To vote against, press 2. To abstain, press 3. Has everyone who wishes to vote done so? I now close the poll. A tally of votes appears on the screen. I declare the motion carried and congratulate Penny on her re-election as the director of the company. But I must say personally, I'm a bit surprised at the number registered against Penny. Those that have done so do for their own reasons, but as Chris has said before, Penny has made an enormous contribution to this company, and it would be a shame that it's not recognised by the majority, a significant majority of the shareholders. Item 4B, the re-election of Bill Ford. The next resolution for consideration relates to the re-election of Mr. Bill Ford. Bill joined the board as non-executive director in January 2003. He is due to retire by rotation in accordance with the company's constitution and, being eligible, presents himself for re-election. I move the re-election of Bill Ford as the director of the company. Before I put the resolution, does any shareholder wish to raise any queries or make any comments in respect to the proposed resolution? Could you please identify yourself before asking any questions? There's no questions. I will now put to a vote the resolution that Mr. William E. Ford, a director retiring in accordance with the Constitution and being eligible to be re-elected as director of the company. The summary of the proxy votes received now appears on the screen. Please enter your votes on your keypad by pressing buttons 1, 2 or 3. To vote for, press 1. To vote against, press 2. And to abstain, press 3. Has everyone who wishes to vote done so? I now close the poll. Tally of votes appears on the screens. I declare the motion carried and congratulate Bill in absentia on his re-election as director of the company. Item 4C, re-election of Simon Jones. The next resolution for consideration relates to the re-election of Mr. Simon Jones. Simon was appointed to the board as an additional director on 10th of November last year, and in accordance with the company's constitution, holds office until this meeting and, being eligible, presents himself for re-election. I move the re-election of Simon Jones as director of the company. Before I put the resolution, does any shareholder wish to raise questions or make comments in respect of the proposed resolutions? Could you please identify yourself before asking questions? No questions. I will now put to a vote the resolution that Mr. Simon Jones, a director ceasing to hold office in accordance with the Constitution and being eligible to be re-elected as director of the company. The summary of the proxy votes received now appears on the screen. To vote for, press 1. To vote against, press 2. And to abstain, press 3. Has everyone that wishes to vote done so? I now close the poll. The tally of votes appears on the screen. I declare the motion carried and congratulate Simon on his re-election as the director of the company. I think one of the virtues of Simon Jones is he understands very closely the nature of this company. He's very experienced in the way in which it works and the personalities involved. So he's able to work very closely with the board and give very good strategic input. So we're very happy to have Simon on the board. Ladies and gentlemen, no other business has been brought forward that can be legally transacted at this meeting, so I intend to close the meeting. But before I do so, are there any final questions or comments from anyone?